Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. As we begin, a reminder from yesterday, be sure and write to me. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, especially if you've also struggled to accept the love that God has for you. If you have connected in some way with my personal testimony shared here in recent days, I'd welcome an email or letter from you. It does not have to be long or fancy. Just correspond with me from your heart. Something simple and short. In Romans 1, verse 7, the Apostle Paul says of the Christians in Rome, they are the beloved of God. This means God deeply loves these first century Christians as he loves Christians today. Yet many of us, as believers in Christ, have found it hard to believe that God could love us. I have shared with you two reasons why I have struggled to accept God's love for me. The first is the presence of sin in my life. How could God love such a sinful man? The second is I am the son of a father that does not love me. This all sounds like bad news, and it is. But last week I showed you in the scripture how God has demonstrated his love for me, and that is, while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. We saw that in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. God is remarkable. God shows his love. God says he loves us, and then God shows us how he loves us. God demonstrates, God exhibits, proves, and establishes his love for his people. When we read the Bible, there can be no doubt. God is love, and God loves all people. And God loves his people with a unique kind of love. It is eternal love. This week, let's continue to explore how God shows his love by turning to the Gospel of John. I want to share with you how I dealt with my second problem, no father love. That is, if my earthly father does not love me, then how could my heavenly father love me? Well, here is more good news. The Bible also contains a solution to my second problem, which is perhaps a problem you share. We can call it our problem. Before I read to you from the book of John, I first want to state our lesson this way. God our Father loves his children in the same way God the Father loves Jesus, his Son. Or I can put it to you this way, God loves Christians in the same way God loves Christ. Now listen to Jesus in his prayer to God the Father in John chapter 17 and the end of verse 23. Jesus says, "You sent me and loved them even as you have loved me." That's quite a statement. Jesus prays you, meaning God, sent me, meaning Jesus, and loved them, meaning God loves Christ's disciples. Even as you, meaning God, have loved me, meaning Jesus. You sent me and loved them, even as you have loved me. From this, we know that God loves Jesus, and God loves us in the same manner that God loves Jesus. Wow! I'll say more about this on the Wednesday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.